ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज वेकअप एंड मेकअप। सो सुपरफिशियली व्हेन वी से वेकअप मीन्स टू गेट अप फ्रॉम स्लीप एंड मेकअप मीन्स अप्लाइंग कॉस्मेटिक्स एंड टू गेट रेडी। फर्स्ट वी विल टेक दिस वेकअप इन दिस वे। व्हेन वी गेट अप इन द मॉर्निंग व्हाट वी डू, फर्स्ट वी ओपन अवर आईज। सो हाउ डू वी नीड टू make up our eyes? So we have to say good morning to Baba, to see Baba, and then we have to make our we have to see the new day with a new perspective, new ideas, and then we brush our teeth. So what we have to do? Makeup means we have to just control our tongue, and we need to speak softly, sweetly, and slowly. Second makeup, and third, then we empty our stomach. So what we do? We need to do first. We have to empty our mind from all the negatives and wastage, and then we take shower. So here we have to sit underneath Baba and take all his powers, and Baba showers all his powers and blessings on us, and we have to take that shower and also give that shower to the whole world. This is wake up and make up. But now let's see the next other aspect. When we know that when we the children who are staying with their parents, they are not aware of their parents they are not aware of their parents' hardships and all. They don't want to know that what hardships they are doing, they have to take and to survive their children. They are very careless and lazy. The parents do a lot of work, face a lot of problems, and they give all comforts and happiness to their children. But children are very lazy and careless. But when once the children comes into this world of reality, when they step into that world of reality, then they understand dalati kabhav. They understand what is the reality, what is the truth, and how many hardship we have to suffer in this world to survive. So I want to relate one story. Once there was a boy who was the only child of his wealthy father and a doting mother. So he was his mother gives so much love, father also gives him so much love and care, comfort, everything. So because he is the only child, they never say anything. Whatever he wants to do, they allow him to do that, anything what he wants. They don't object on him, because there is no need of adjustment and anything, because he is the only child and they are having so much wealth. So what happens? This becomes his habit, and this boy becomes so much lazy and careless. He even careless for his studies also. So then when he grown up, his father becomes worried about him. And he says that you should pay attention in your studies, but he is careless. And then when he again more grown up, then his father says that pay attention in our come with me in our office, see the business, because you are the only my heir, and now after me you have to see the business, you have to look after the business. So you do come with me. But he is so careless. He said, "Oh no, I won't come." And then, when he is studying in college, he met a girl. The girl came from different place in this city to search for a job. She strives so hard. She had to face so many struggles to strive there, strive hard to survive there. So she finds a job there, and then for house also she has to search many houses and do a lot of struggle. Then he helps her to search the house. then she set up. So at the final exams of this boy, he becomes fail. He could not pass out the final exam. And then he went to his home. His father asked him, "What about your results?" So he said, "My result come out, but I could not succeed." So his father gets so much angry that you are having so many facilities, everything is available for you, and still you did not do any efforts, and you are now fail. People come from outside, they do lot of efforts, they have to earn and then they have to study, and you are having everything and still you could not pass out. So then he gets very much angry with his son, and this boy have so many heated and bitter arguments with his father, and then he said, "It's okay, I will leave your home now," and he left the home. Then this boy has no shelter and nothing. Then he go to his friend, he said that this thing happened and so I left my home. So she gives him shelter, and he's having some money in his credit cards and all. But after some time, what happens? All money finishes. His father did not put any money in his accounts because he got so much angry with him. So, but this girl provides him food and shelter. But what happens, as this boy is not disciplined, he is very disorganized, he never helped that girl in any of the work, either in homework, homely work or anything. The girl gets up in the morning, she do all her work, finishes all work. She cook the food and go to the office. And after her going to office, this boy gets up, and he everywhere he make mess in her house. So he is very disorganized boy and lazy boy. So once this girl gets so much angry with this boy, what this he is doing? He did not cook food. Whatever she cooks, when she comes in the evening, she doesn't have any, she did not get anything to eat. So she finds this, she gets angry, and once she yells at him. So what are you doing all the time? So then this boy realizes, so what I am doing from last so many days, what I did in my parents' house and all. So when he realizes, means he wake up, and then the whole night he was thinking what he did and what he has to do. Then in the morning he says sorry to her, and then say that now I have to do something, please help me. So the girl says okay, she knows that this boy is not having any of the qualities except photography. So she said that okay, you are a good photographer, so take a professional photography training, and then we will search a job for you. Then he takes the training of professional photography, and then she helps him to search a job. When this boy get a job, he becomes a good photographer, and everywhere his photography was praised by all. And then when he get his first paycheck, he becomes so happy. When he gets a paycheck, he becomes so happy, and he straight go to his father and show him that now I become independent, as you wanted to me become self-sufficient now I become self-sufficient, independent, and now I earn the money, and this is my first paycheck. So his father becomes so happy and asks him to come back to home. So this is the story of wake up and make up. So here in spirituality, wake up means to awaken our conscious. So when we realize something, our conscious gets awaken up, and then we think to do something great, or whatever loss we have in our life, we try to make up it. So when we have deep realization, then only there will be a drastic transformation in our life. Unless we have any deep realization or our conscious doesn't awaken, then we cannot do anything. So, first thing is where we have to wake up. Actually, first thing is our ignorance, means agyan. So, what is that ignorance or agyan? Before coming in knowledge, we are ignorant of ourselves, that is, I am soul. We are ignorant about God, we are ignorant about the cycle, what is cycle and drama, karma, philosophy. We are ignorant of all these things. But when we come in the knowledge, we get all this knowledge and all this concept clarifies. So we become very happy that now I become a jnani soul. All my ignorance has finished. We become very happy and we fly. And we do lot of efforts in this knowledge, because we think that no, I am so late and now I have to make up all these things, I have to reach this goal, and so we do lot of efforts. We listen the classes, we go to our senior and ask them that how do you make efforts, give me the tips, tell me how to do purushart. So we are after that only. Constantly we are thinking about making efforts, and we are also having good stage of mind. We are very happy. But after some time, what happens? We become lazy. How? We came in the contact of our family, Brahmin family. Then we see the weaknesses of others. Then we say, oh, these people are senior and still they are doing this. I am better than these people. So, slowly we become very lazy and careless. Then we don't care about the purushartha, and our past sanskars of our weaknesses come out, and we become the ignorant. And second time when we wake up, that is as we become lazy, we are not looking at ourselves, and we are not doing good purushartha. But something happened in our life in such a way that it shakes our conscience. Or if we go to the company of good effort makers, just like we are here, we are in the company of good effort makers. So we get the inspiration from them, and then also our conscious awakens. You know, earlier I think it is most of us have this experience, that earlier our purushartha and what is our purushartha now after joining this class also. So there are so many difference of our purushartha also. So because our conscious awakens that no, these people are doing lot of effort, so I also have to do this effort. So we try our best to do efforts. So second time we awakens when we get the good effort makers company, and or something happened that shakes our conscious, then we get a shock and we try to, we again start to do the efforts. So it is said in the law that ignorance of law has no excuse. This is the biggest thing. If we say that I am the citizen of this country, then I must know all the laws. And if I say I don't know these laws, the law won't give any excuse to us. In the same way, here in Baba's knowledge, Baba is giving us teachings, very nice teachings. Every day he says, sweet children, you should do this, you should not do this. But we are very careless. Every day we say, the same Murli is repeating here. What is this Murli? So we don't care it, and we don't pay attention on it. Baba has also given us the knowledge of karma philosophy, and the knowledge of what are the subtle sins, what are the gross sins, what are the good actions, what are the bad actions. We know everything, we have the knowledge of everything, but still we are not paying attention on it. Or we think that I am listening to Amrit Vela, I am doing evening meditation, I am giving my chart at night to Baba. So we think that I am a good effort maker, but this is not good effort or intense effort. Intense effort means we need we need to check ourselves, what are my weaknesses. We need to sit in silence and check ourselves. Then only we can know what are our weaknesses. But if we are ignorant or we are innocent about our weaknesses, our bad habits, our past sanskars, then the time will come, the Baba will not forgive us. Our mistakes and our sins will not be pardoned or will not be forgiven by God. So we have to be very conscious, we have to be very aware or awakened. We have to wake up for this only. We all know what is the call of time also. The time is knocking the door. That drama is about to end. The five elements are showing their horrifying face. And also the changing part of Avyakta Bhadada is also giving us a signal that the time is very short. And even knowing all these things, we did not wake up till now. Then what will happen? We will fail at the end. So we had to do lot of effort, and still Baba always say us that better late than never. It is not, Baba says that now the board of late is there, but not the board of too late. When that board will opens, the too late board opens, then you will not be able to make up. So now we have to make up. We have to make up in our Brahmin life also. So everybody's system of makeup is different, but what is makeup? Makeup means fill in or compensate or catch up. If I am late, I have to reach by 10, and if I am late, then what I do? I rush, I go fast, I leave all these things. Just like this topic I get on Tuesday, I thought that okay, I have to do it on Monday. As I had some problem, I couldn't sleep whole night, so I thought on Tuesday, okay, I will sleep today in the afternoon, and then I will prepare this topic later. But in the evening, Tuesday, I get the message that you have to do topic on Friday. So I got only 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday yesterday. Thursday, Wednesday in the afternoon only I get the time, which is our sleeping time. That time only 2 hours I get. I prepare something, and yesterday up to 4 I was busy. So in the 6 o'clock I just sat for 2 hours to prepare this topic. So when I know that there is very short time, then I had to make up it. I had to do whatever adjustment I had to do, and I had to make up then I prepared this topic in such a way, very short time I got this for this topic. So to make up in our purushad, what I have to do? First, we have to become a detached observer of this world. Otherwise our mind distracts and we cannot concentrate on our purushad in our efforts. And second thing, we have to cope up with all the circumstances. Whatever circumstances are there, we should not complain. We cannot complain against the circumstances that this thing happened is so that I could not do my efforts. No, we have to cope up with all the circumstances, all the people around us, all our karmic accounts and then we have to do our makeup, or we have to make up and do our efforts. And for that, for this makeup, we have to do some. We have to do something. First thing is, we know our aim is to become Lakshmi and Narayan. But this is the quite high aim. We cannot reach immediately. So first, we have to fix our goal. What is my goal? That is the final goal, to become Lakshmi Narayan. But first, we have to fix our short goal. And then for that, to reach that goal, we have to make plans. And that is very short-term plans. Just like, I have to, my weakness is to see others' weaknesses. So I have to pay all the time attention. And for that, what plan I have to do? I have to plan that I have to see only the specialties of the other person. So short-term plans. And then act as per plan. Planning is not sufficient. but we have to act also accordingly, and then we have to do for that to act as per the plan. I had to do intense effort. All the time I had to pay my attention. I have to look, watch myself, what I am doing, what is going on, and what I am doing right now, what I had to do. And then retrospection. Retrospection is very essential. We discussed this retrospection many times. Why retrospection is necessary? Because if we do not retrospect, then we don't know how much progress we are doing. So these things are necessary for makeup. Om Shanti.